This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. Now, plastic associations are also hitting back against NGOs who have suggested imposing plastic waste bans to stop the problem of illegal plastic smuggling. The Malaysian Plastics Manufacturers Association and the Malaysian Plastic Recyclers Association say that such a move could hurt the reputation of legitimate Malaysian businesses and is ill-considered and unnecessary.
And these comments were made by the Consumer Association of Penang that Malaysia must be firm and impose a total ban on plastic waste imports. The MPMA and the MPRA highlighted that a total ban on plastic imports could disrupt the overall supply chain of this economy.
And, you know, Malaysian Environment Minister Yeo Bee-yin, she announced that about, you know, this is when she announced the 3,000 tonne of illegal waste sent from foreign countries would be sent back.
So to get some more insight on this, we have on the line with us C.C. Chia. He's Vice President of MPMA and Chairman of the Recycling Subcommittee. Thank you for joining us. Good morning. So how would a total ban affect the plastic industry in Malaysia?
A total ban of plastic scraps imports will have a big impact to the local recycling industry as well as the total plastic industry as a whole, which is worth 30 billion. There will be also ripple effects to the other industry in which the plastic sectors supports. That includes the E&E sector, the furniture, automotive, constructions, and many others. Many local companies as well as multinationals depends on recycled material as part of their input material. Many of these companies are committed to use a certain percentage of recycled material as the input material as part of their commitment to sustainable practices. A total ban will have huge impact to their businesses and impact to the families and livelihoods of many people who work in this industry.
So how can we then differentiate between the illegal smuggled plastics as well as the legal plastics designated for recycling?
Yeah, to date, I think there are about 50 companies that have received the AP from JPSPNs to import scraps legally into Malaysia. These AP holders have to comply with 18 new rules, including compliances, approval from DOE, approval from local councils, and approval from JPSPN, and they have to be ISO 14000 certified. The AP holders, it is difficult to get the AP license. AP holders have to import the scraps and declare them as 3915 plastic waste. Whereas the smugglers falsely declaring the plastic scraps as a different product, mostly as plastic materials under 3902 to 3914, or even using other codes. So they are falsely declaring plastic scraps as a different material.
Could you also give us a snapshot on how these illegal plastics get dumped here?
Many illegal plastic recycling companies, most of them are foreign companies, they set up hazard production factories here without complying with the local rules and regulations. And they typically import very cheap or almost free and very dirty plastic scraps that has very low recycling content. They can recycle whatever that could be recycled, and whatever that is left that cannot be recycled will be dumped in the local landfill or in the rural areas. And that is causing a huge problem to the country.
Thank you so much. And that was C.C. Chia, Vice President of MPMA and Chairman of the Recycling Subcommittee. I guess, yeah, the problem here really is that the dirty plastic scraps that he mentioned are getting dumped into our landfills and causing more pollution thereby. Now, we are coming up on the 8 o'clock news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.